1966, the co-winner of the TV Record Festival was Chico Buarque, who became an instant star with A Banda. Buarque was praised by traditionalists as the heir to the great samba cansao writers of the 1930s, but would become a symbol of resistance to the military in the repressive era that was to come. Today, he's recognized as one of Brazil's greatest lyricists.
Chico Buarque é o cara. Eu achei ele maravilhoso. Eu tenho que agradecer. E tô cantando com ele lá, eu tô me sentindo. Coutinho foi que jogou lá do Pelé.
The new singer-songwriters were predominantly male. Female singers were expected to cover other people's work. Elis Regina, Brazil's finest female singer of the 60s, became famous for a passionate interpretation of bravely varied songs that was very different to the cool approach of the bossa nova era.
Elis Regina foi e é até hoje a maior cantora do Brasil, sem dúvida nenhuma.
She was a typhoon, that woman. She was really something, you know. She was unpredictable, she was a genius, absolute genius. She was, I think, the best singer I've seen in my life performing live.
She also became famous for her wild lifestyle and died of a drug overdose while still in her 30s.
Mas eu descobri nos últimos momentos que eu trabalhei com ela que Elis viveu uma vida inteira na metade de uma vida.
Elis Regina shook up Brazilian music. From 1964 to 67, she co-hosted a TV show which featured often controversial new songs and performers from the new MPB movement. Her guests included Joycey.